Athabasca, when one door closes, another one opens. At least that's what the owner of Athabasca's newest crystal, tarot, and everything spiritual store believes. Months after the vault changed hands and closed the doors to its location on the corner of 49th Street and 49th Avenue, the corner commercial unit has sat empty, patiently waiting for its next occupant. And Jen Liu, owner and operator of Crystal Culture, said there's nowhere else she could picture the second iteration of her unique store. "This is the right place. I always knew I was going to move somewhere else," said Liu. "I told my husband the other day, I said, 'Babe, this is the place. I love this place so much, it's so comfortable, I just feel at home here.'" Liu, identifiable by her warm smile and a pile of long, blonde dreadlocks on top of her head, used to operate Crystal Culture in Stony Plain, west of Edmonton. Originally from Boyle, her ties to the area have come full circle, and this Wednesday, Liu is excited to share her gifts and offer a safe space to her new neighbors and community members, a day she's been eagerly awaiting. The offerings found at Crystal Culture are varied and niche, from marbled agate towers used for balance, grounding, and emotional healing to tarot decks, spiritual books, and, later down the line, handmade goods from other local vendors in the area. But more than a new stop to shop for jewelry or incense, Liu said all of the store's products and services can't be spotted on the shelves and tables. Crystal Culture, at its basis, is a safe, inclusive space to find any of your metaphysical needs or enhance some of those spiritual things that you might be looking for, or just to come in if you're curious. It's also a place to leave any of that crap you're carrying from the day. I pride myself on clearing that off, she added. When you leave here, my hope is that you feel a bit lighter, you feel a bit happier, brighter. Spiritual shoppers from Athabasca and beyond can also book Reiki sessions with Liu, a type of energetic healing therapy originating from Japan, and in-house tarot reader Tiffany Kent will be available for personal readings. And special to the February 5th grand opening, YEG Mala will install permanent, as well as temporary, body jewelry, including bracelets and anklets sealed with a solder rather than a clasp. Regular, clasp jewelry like necklaces will also be available for those unsure of the permanent commitment. The launch event will begin at 11 a.m. sharp on Wednesday, February 5th, and Liu said the first 13 guests will receive a gift bag full of goodies from the shop, and all other shoppers will be able to spin the Price is Right inspired prize wheel for in-store specials and discounts, and can receive a free card reading from Kent. Liu said the store's regular hours are still up in the air, and like its contents, will differ from the typical 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. timetable, and will be open Tuesday through Saturday. But no matter what time of day, Liu said she's eager to get involved with the community and share the skills she's had for years with both patrons and neighbors. "I'm excited to educate because I love to teach, I love to share my knowledge," said Liu. "I'm a knowledge keeper, but I'm a knowledge sharer, not a knowledge hoarder. The more we all know, the better this world is, man." Liu, previously an educational assistant in the Edmonton area, said she's eager to work with local kids discovering who they are, especially those without other outlets like sports, or in need of a listening ear and encouraging smile, as her way to give back. "I grew up in Boyle, so this place is kind of a paradox to me, because it's so beautiful. But the underlying stuff there, the trauma, the untold stories, I can still feel that here, and I think there's a lot here, so I'm hoping to be that space that can help people navigate through that." As a young girl, Liu said she was seen as anxious, worried about outcomes or the other shoe dropping, but now knows those feelings were more akin to intuition and a sensitive spirit than anxiety. And although Liu herself and Crystal Culture may raise the eyebrows of skeptics, she has no reservation or hesitation in embracing her authentic self, even leaning into and embracing the title of witch with pride. "The title to me just means strength and fortitude," she said. "Once I accepted that title and didn't feel meek behind it or maybe just say it to a few people, it brings that power. And I find with my age and being a witch, life just gets better." She said reclaiming the title despite the negative messaging in traditional storytelling around witchcraft and women with intuitive senses has been empowering and a practice she hopes will change the perception of the self-proclaimed witch for the better. There's so many pieces to being a witch. It's not just somebody doing spells, she said. For me, it's manifesting, spreading light, spreading joy. Liu said her ultimate goal is for her space to provide locals and shoppers with a calming, cleansing space and opportunities for what she calls healing and ascension. Ascension into your spirituality, into your religion, into yourself, into love, into whatever that looks like for you. It's different for every person, she said. I hope to have this as a welcoming place of love and whatever you need so that when you come in, it's a nice warm hug. That's what we need.